So today we will meditate upon a verse in Jeremiah chapter 31, verse 19, who is talking about Ephraim, my beloved child. And we will understand, as this prayer is said and sung by Chassidim during the day of Rosh Hashanah, the day that Hashem renews all of the blessings. So for us to understand a little bit of the content of this meditation before we actually sing it, we will sing it in Hebrew and in English. Ephraim, the name Ephraim, the son of Yosef, comes from the word pri, fruit, as the first commandment that Hashem gave us. Pru revu, may be fruitful and multiply. And in Genesis chapter 41, verses 52 and further, we are reminded about the fact of when Joseph's son Ephraim was in Egypt, Joseph proclaimed, God has made me fruitful in the land of my affliction. And Ephraim was humble and spent time studying with his grandfather Jacob, as it's mentioned in the Midrash, Tanchuma Vayichi, page 6. So let us meditate for a moment how we should all fructify. Our good deeds should fructify, so Hashem sees that it's time for our redemption. And now we will sing the Nigun based on the verse in Jeremiah 31, 19. I will sing it first in Hebrew and then in English. Aben Yakir li Ephraim im yelen shashuim ki medevrei boy zohor askereinu odo yo yalaken alken amu amilo yorachem Arachameinu neum Hashem, oyoyoyalken, amu amilo irachem, Arachameinu neum Hashem. Is Ephraim not my beloved child? Is he not a precious child? That whenever I speak of him, I recall him even more. Therefore, my inner parts tear for him. I will surely have compassion on him, says Hashem. I will surely have compassion on him, says Hashem. My inner parts stir for him. Therefore, my inner parts stir for him. I will surely have compassion upon him.